Hello.
Hi, we're interviewing voters in Ohio about important issues. The interview will only take a few minutes.
What's that?
We're interviewing voters in Ohio about important issues, the new amendment to the Constitution, and the interview will only take a few minutes. To make sure that we have a representative sample, can you please tell me your age? Are you between 18 and 29, 30 and 49, between 50 and 64?
Yeah, we don't even have a vote, so.
No, voting, to vote.
Oh, voting.
Okay.
Oh.
Not a vote.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry, and are you between 18 and 29, between 30 and 49, between 50 and 64, or are you 65 and older?
65 and older.
Thank you. And the media in the United States generally classifies people as white, Anglo, Hispanic, or Latino, Black, Asian, or other. What do you consider yourself?
Caucasian.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic ancestry, yes or no?
Do what?
Do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino ancestry? You,
no.
Black, you, no, thank you. Are you currently registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you. There was an election in Ohio on November 7th, 2023. Did you vote in that election?
Yes.
Yes or no? Thank you. It's still a long time away, but the next major election in the country will be the presidential election taking place in November of 2024. How likely would you say that you are to vote in that general election?
Oh,
very likely.
Very likely.
Very likely. Thank you. And in your opinion, what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States? Jobs in the economy, healthcare, abortion, low wages, inflation, global climate change, racism, education. What do you think?
The economy.
In your opinion, what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the U.S.?
The economy.
Thank you. When did you decide that you were definitely going to vote in this year's election? On election day, a few days before the election, a few weeks before the election, or months before the election?
Months before.
Thank you. In just a few words, if you had to narrow it down to just one thing, what was the most important reason that you decided to vote in this election in Ohio?
The abortion rights.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. More later on, here's a summary of one of the issues on this year's ballot in Ohio. Please indicate how you voted on this issue. Issue 1, summary. Providers say constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions, including but not limited to decisions about abortion, contraception, fertility treatment, miscarriage care, and continuing pregnancy, and allow the state to restrict abortion after fetal viability, except when necessary to protect the pregnant patient's life or health. A no vote opposed amending the Ohio Constitution to provide a constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decision. Based on that summary, how did you vote on issue 1? A yes or no? On issue 1?
No.
Thank you. Why did you vote no on issue 1? In a few words, I just have to write it down.
Because babies are born, and then it's life that stays old.
Now, I'm sorry, say that again?
When a baby is conceived, it's a life.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Life. Okay. You said that you voted no on issue 1 in the November 7th election in Ohio. When exactly did you decide how you were going to to be voting on issue one. On election day, a few days before the election, a few weeks or a month before the election?
A few weeks before.
Oh, thank you.
After I read the materials.
Okay. I'm going to read you some different ways that people might have heard about the election this year. Please tell me whether you experienced these things in this election cycle. English language TV ad, Spanish language TV ad, English language radio ads, Spanish language radio ad, English language online digital ads and videos like YouTube. The same with Spanish, social media like TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, phone calls or text from volunteers, someone coming to my door, billboards and yard signs, direct mail, family members or friends talking about the election, church, social club, or community groups.
Church.
Thank you.
Church.
Thank you. When considering an issue that specifically focuses on reproductive health or abortion access, whose opinion and perspective do you trust and respect the most, as well as believe to be the most credible? Friends or family, healthcare medical professional, faith religious leaders, clergy, women in general, women who have experienced an abortion, men in general, men who have experienced an abortion with their wife, partner, girlfriend, elected officials, Planned Parenthood, pro-life organizations, celebrities, social media influence.
What was the first one?
Friends or family? The
friends and
one?
Family. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And do you remember any specific thing that you experienced, saw, or heard prior to the November 7th election in Ohio that specifically impacted how or if you voted in this election, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. And what was the particular thing that specifically impacted how or if you voted on this?
Well, I always knew I was against it.
Okay.
I mean, ever since, it came, was going to be an issue. But the more I read about it, through the church and family and friends, I couldn't change my mind.
Okay. Okay. Did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on how you will vote on issue one, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And why?
Just because I already made my choice.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Did you at any point during the campaign change your mind or whether or not you would actually vote, yes or no?
That I would actually vote? Yes.
Yeah. You did change your mind?
No.
Says,
no.
Okay, no. Okay, thank you.
No.
And why is the same reason? Because you already made up your mind?
Yes, I had already made up my mind, yeah. Who are you calling for?
We work for an independent opinion survey. It's independent. They don't have, they're not affiliated with any party. And we like to get people's opinion. And right now, we do in Ohio. But we do all the U.S.
Okay.
We do in Florida. We do in Massachusetts. All of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to get people's opinion, Some people don't think so, but I think it is. Now I'm going to read you a series of messages that were used by both sides of the issue one, debate in Ohio. After I read each message, please let me know if you found that particular message to be convincing or unconvincing. When we face personal medical decisions, we depend on our doctors, our faith, and our family. And the last thing we want is the government making those decisions for us. That's why voting yes on one is so important against Ohio's extreme abortion ban, a ban with no exceptions for rape or incest. Issue one even protects birth control and emergency care for miscarriages, so Ohio families will always have the freedom to make the most personal of decisions. Do you find this argument convincing or unconventional?
Conventional.
Convincing?
Yeah.
Somewhat or very convincing?
Somewhat, you know.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Legal experts say issue one allows for abortion even after viability for mental, emotional, and even financial reasons, not just to protect the life of the mother. Many women have been so overwhelmed that they consider having an abortion, but were glad that they ultimately chose not to have an abortion. This is why many pro-choice women are voting no on issue one, because it goes too far. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Yeah, I think it goes too far.
So you find it convincing, very convincing or somewhat convincing?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Government should never force a rape victim to have their attacker's child. Never, especially when the victim of the rape is a child. But that's the law in Ohio, and that's why voting yes on one is so important. Voting yes stops the ban and gets the government out of the way. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Unconvincing.
Not very convincing, not convincing at all.
Not convincing at all.
Thank you. Both Joe Biden and Donald Trump oppose partial birth abortions and late-term abortions, but if issue one passes in the ninth month, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb of the mother. Republicans and Democrats oppose the late-term abortion allowed under issue one. Join them by voting no on issue one. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Convincing.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. Your daughter is young, vulnerable, online. You fear the worst. Pushed to change her sex or get an abortion. You have some rights to help her through this, but activists want to take all that away. Under their proposed amendment to the Ohio Constitution, the state should not interfere with individuals getting abortions or sex changes, meaning that you could be cut off the biggest decision of your daughter's life. Do you find this argument conventional or unconventional?
Unconditional.
Not convinced at all or not very conventional?
Not very convinced.
Thank you. We're almost done. Thank you so much. Only a few more questions. Which party mostly shares your personal views on the topic of abortion and reproductive rights? Democrats, Republicans, don't know.
Republic.
Thank you. What is the most important problem or issue currently facing the U.S. that will likely determine how you vote in the 2024 elections? Jobs in the economy, healthcare, low wages, abortion, inflation, global climate change, federal deficit, racism and race relations, education, immigration, income inequality, gun control. What do you think is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States that will likely determine how you vote in the 2024 election?
I think that we should be able to, you know, with all the borders that are up and we can't control that coming in.
So you think immigration, border security is the most important issue?
It's important. I don't think it's the most important.
Okay, that's what I need, the most important issue.
Okay.
Jobs in the economy, healthcare, low wages, abortion.
Jobs in the economy.
Thank you. Now, if you had to choose which of the following three issues you will say will have the single greatest impact on your vote for candidates in the November 2024 election, there's three: economic issues and inflation, abortion and reproductive freedom, protecting democracy in the United States. Which one do you think is the most important? The single greatest impact on your vote.
democracy in the United States.
Protect the democracy in the United States?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Will the issue of abortion and reproductive rights play an important role for you personally in determining how you will vote in the November 2024 election, yes or no?
Yes.
No? Okay, thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for United States Senator in Ohio were being held today, and the candidates were the incumbent Sherrod Brown as the Democratic Party nominee for U.S. Senate, or the Republican Party nominee for U.S. Senate, for whom would you vote? Or are you currently undecided?
I'm undecided.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were being held today and the candidates were Joe Biden as the Democratic Party nominee, Donald Trump as the Republican Party nominee, a third-party candidate, or are you currently undecided? Who will you vote for?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. And why?
Because I think he did a great job last time.
Okay.
And he's not afraid to say what he wants to say. This is a lot of people off, but
okay. We are 82%, only a few more questions, just a couple more questions. We are finished with an interview. In what country were you born?
United States of America.
Thank you. In what country were your parents and or grandparents born?
Poland and Hungary.
Let's see. Well, they don't have that here. Isn't that something? They got Central America, South America, Dominican Republic, Cuba. Oh, other. Okay. That's it. Other.
Yeah. Other.
Yeah. Which political party do you primarily identify and agree the most with? The Democratic Party, the Republican Party, or some other party?
Republican.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself very liberal, moderate, conservative, or very conservative?
I'm liberal.
Okay, thank you. And what is the annual household income before taxes? Less than $25,000, between $25,000 and $50,000, between $50,000 and $75,000, between $75,000 and $100,000, or more than 100.
So, gosh, 60 to 75,000.
Okay. And what is your gender?
A female.
Thank you. And this concludes our service. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate it. You have a beautiful night. Take care.
Yes.
Thank you.